And you know what to do. If ever you're in trouble, honey, I'm in trouble too.
Got it?
Jensen was unhappy at the idea of taking Howard Beale off the air.
We'll be right back.
Howard Beale is bringing a very important message to the American people. So he wants Howard Beale on the air, and he wants him kept on. Mr. Jensen feels we're too catastrophic in our thinking. I argued that television was a volatile industry in which success and failure were determined week by week. Mr. Jensen said he did not like volatile industries and suggested with a certain sinister silkiness that volatility in business usually reflected bad management. He didn't really care if Howard Beale was the number one show on television or the 50th. He didn't really care if the Beale show lost money. He wants Howard Beale on the air, and he wants him kept on. I would describe his position on this as inflexible.
Describe Mr. Jensen's position on Beale as inflexible.
Intractable and adamantine.
Thank you. as railhead towns feel the steel.
Eventually, it just becomes reality. That's what it was.
AI, you're going to have a problem where everything's a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy.
Sure.
Copies of copies degrade over time.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be right back. AI content.
I like that. I like that.
Utopian, dystopian, and post-apocalyptic. 94.8. You know, it's like, why did you make that? Why is that here? And then the lady comes out, she's like, it's 3 in the morning. Why the fuck are you playing the piano? The cat's doing it on the front porch at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
My advice is to put all your money in canned food and shotguns.
I don't think the show has any substantial syndication value.
Martha Jensen has taken a strong personal interest in the show.
Bring tea for the tiller man, steak for the sun, wine for the woman who made the rain come. Seagulls sing your hearts away as wild sinners sin, the children play. Oh Lord, how they play and play for that happy day, for that happy day.
I hope you don't have any hidden tape machines in this office, Frank.
Thank you.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve, thick heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. People say beware, but I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me, me.
Here she comes, walking down the street. Here she comes, coming through my door. they said they were going to stop it because of the people that went down to City Hall or whatever. But instead, what they did is the helicopters came around like at 1 in the morning and started spraying like when everyone else was asleep, because me and my sister were waiting for it. So we were sitting up and waiting. Finally, they said, gee, you know, they didn't spray after all. As soon as we went to bed, we heard the copters, and there was like 4 of them, and they were flying in a row, and they were spraying like really late. Let's see, I think in November they started spraying down in East LA, and they came by with the helicopters, and there was like 2 helicopters that were going back and forth across the area, and they were like just spraying shit. And my sister and my brother were out at that time, and they went out to get cigarettes and shit. And they were walking down the street, and my brother said he could just feel that stuff. As soon as it like came down, it just like burned his eyes and stuff. People that are spraying this stuff, they tell you to cover your car because the paint's gonna peel off. You know, and if it's gonna like peel the paint off of cars, and they're saying it's not gonna do anything to people, that's kind of ridiculous.
Gotta watch yourself. croissant. And I'm fearful, I'm fearful, I'm fearful of flying, and flying is fearful of me. And I covered my eyes when she told me the news, turning me on with my lightsaber cocksucking. Crutch, and I'm aching from fucking too much. And I know what I do, and it all points to you. Did you sell me to Wanderlust? And I'm fearful, I'm fearful, I'm fearful of flying, and flying is fearful of me. And I'm covering my eyes when she told me the news, turning me on with my lightsaber cocksucking.
surprise. A little Nash Rambler was following me about 1/3 my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, beep. Beep, beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake. But the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off with gusto. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind. I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110. This certainly was a race. For a Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The Rambler pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fella rolled down his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey buddy, how can I get this car out of second gear?
Ha ha ha!